LBReport.com presents publisher Bill Pearl's podcast.
You know, we just had an election in the council district with the highest number of shootings and homicides in the city. The previous councilwoman voted for budgets that the mayor recommended that failed to restore the police department's field anti-gang unit. The mayor's budgets and her votes left Long Beach without 186 police officers that we had but no longer have. So did you hear any candidates tell voters from the outset and throughout their campaigns that they'd vote to change this? The former incumbent also led the effort to let the mayor and council members amass triple the annual sums from oh-so-friendly contributors to their office holder accounts. So did you hear any candidates tell voters from the outset and throughout their campaigns they'd vote to change that? So the way I see it, the other candidates basically let the candidate backed by the former councilwoman and the mayor get away with their records on those actions. I think the mayor is probably laughing now. He's probably just as surprised as we are that the other candidates didn't clearly tell voters that they'd vote to change a number of things that the mayor has supported and the former councilwoman voted to enact. So if you'd like to be heard on this, I'd like to hear from you. Just call 562-429-TALK. That's 429-8255. And we may put your views online. More soon.
Copyright 2019, LBReport.com, LLC. All rights reserved.